Hello, everyone, and welcome to NeoRadioNetwork.com. This is Circle of Love, Life, and Laugh. And this is Nitricia. Thank you for coming. Now, I have something wonderful once again in store for you. I am brainstorming, as usual, about what I could speak on, what is the Lord prompting in my heart, what has happened throughout the week that has rang a bell in my soul. And more than anything, I'm always thinking about what's happening around me in the world. And I know that there are many people that want to believe that this is a heart topic. This is a spiritual topic. It has to do with the other realm of spirits. It has to do with God has a Holy Spirit, but there's the other spiritual darkness that uses people, be it through, and I mentioned in another show, the horoscopes and mediums, but not to the extent that I'm going to get into at this present moment. There are those that practice abomination, such as they talk to or they tell you that they are able to communicate with the deceased. And so they act as a medium. They give you a message and they will tell them the message, or maybe they can hear without the medium telling them the message, but they really try to tell you what the dead you believe are telling them. I watched it and God allowed me to see what people believe, how people are taken into professed mediums, and that's why I was looking at it as a observation and research piece. And God says in Deuteronomy, it's a wicked custom, in 18:9, when you come into the land your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abomination of nations. God has a holy, sanctified people. We do not go the way of the world. We have the narrow gate. And the way of the world is any way will do, any home will do, anywhere will do. But we have God's law, God's commands, God's decrees. We follow something that is higher than us, higher than the heavens. He sits on the throne. He's high and lifted up. We don't practice anything. We practice God's divine instituted law. We fulfill it. Moses had it, and we live accordingly. Although Jesus came with grace, he did not come to break the law. So we still are under the rules and regulations of holiness. And so he said, you shall not be found among anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, soothsayers, interprets omens, or sorcerers, conjures spells, or mediums, spiritists, or ones who calls up the dead. All who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. That's capital L-O-R-D. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. So God says, I do away with people who think that they are connecting to something in another realm. It's a lie. They have no authority. They're either lying to you for money, or they're being deceived by something of a darkness, but it's not that they're communicating with what they're telling you. So flee from those things. And if you know someone, which I do, the person said this, my deceased so-and-so sitting on my bed. That is a lie from the pit of hell. There is no one sitting on your bed. There is no one communicating with you. There is no one trying to reach you from the grave. Don't believe that. That is not of the Bible, but this person is coming into the faith. So I have to instruct her in righteousness. I have to show her the passage where God says, do not communicate with the dead. So we believe God, and passing through the fire, some may say, well, we don't have our children, but unborn children in the womb is alive. That is life, the heartbeat. And we should not ever have anyone who is alive in the womb pass through the fire or go without coming to complete being born. And that is my plea, that we would do what God says, and no child would not pass through the fire, that they would have the opportunity to be born. Thank God that I was born, and my parents did not get rid of me due to whatever reason that people have those abortions, they call it. So we believe God and we will not do that. So this is NeoRadioNetwork.com. Night, Trisha. Thank you.